USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says students in New York can return to classes to start the school year.
Specific plan by school district, online by the end of next week. Here's our testing plan. Here's our contact tracing plan. Here's our remote learning plan.
Chicago officials said schools there would be remote learning, and facing a rise in new COVID-19 cases in Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker is issuing new rules allowing local authorities to fine businesses and child care facilities that repeatedly failed to enforce the statewide mask mandate and social distancing requirements.
This is a make-or-break moment for the state of Illinois, for making sure that people are doing everything they can to mitigate, to reduce the spread.
President Trump is calling for sanctions against Hong Kong's chief executive and other Chinese officials. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Facebook removed a post from President Trump's profile saying it contained false statements about the COVID-19 pandemic. The deleted post included a video of an interview with President Trump on Fox News, during which the president suggested that children are immune to the virus. Facebook representative Andy Stone said, "This video includes false claims that a group of people is immune from COVID-19. Lawmakers from both parties are calling on the U.S. Postal Service to immediately reverse changes that are causing delays in deliveries across the country, just as big volume increases are expected for mail-in election voting. New Postmaster General Louis DeJoy denies the charges.
Although there will likely be an unprecedented increase in election mail volume due to the pandemic, the Postal Service has ample capacity to deliver all election mail securely and on time in accordance with our delivery standards, and we will do so."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
COVID-19 fears are worrying teachers across the nation. WCCO TV reporter Erica Hassan-Sada is in Minneapolis.
After nearly 30 years in education, second grade Minneapolis teacher Scott Devins may have already spent his last day in the classroom.
When you put it that way, it is kind of emotional.
Devins' district will start remote, but if teachers have to return to the classroom before a vaccine, the 59-year-old says he'll look into early retirement options.
It would be a pretty big hit. Thousands of dollars we're talking.
But this mother in California is part of a lawsuit demanding that schools and the Golden State open up in person.
I personally think that any online instruction for elementary school age kids will have zero academic value, zero value in socialization.
One of Arizona's best-known politicians lost in a comeback bid. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns has more.
Former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio narrowly lost his quest to reclaim his old job. Arpaio was sheriff from 1993 to 2017. He lost the GOP primary to department veteran and one-time aide Jerry Sheridan by just more than 6,000 votes. This is the second overall election defeat for the 88-year-old. He lost the Arizona GOP Senate primary in 2018, and a year before that he was pardoned by President Trump for his conviction for refusing to obey a judge's order in a racial profiling case.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.